It's 98.9 The Buzz. Couples therapy. Okay, we need you to be a therapist. You're calling us up at 222-BUZZ. All right, so what's your story? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Have you ever heard of January?
January.
Yeah, that kind of thing where the woman, you know, she kind of stops, like, shaving, you know, like, cold weather.
I did see something about this on Facebook, right? It's kind of like the
Movember, like where we'd grow our beards out.
Yeah, so now some women are doing the January.
That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a little bit of length on the beard. I'm talking about hairy leg. You know, maybe a little something on top of the lip too. You know, I'm guessing it has to be related with the weather wise or whatever. I don't know. Maybe we should move to Miami or something like that. You know, but for me, it's a little bit uncomfortable. And then my wife is starting to wonder, why am I not intimate with her? So you know, like, have you ever had that kind of issue? Am I the only guy? Like, is anyone with me right here?
During the winter months, we just don't care as much. We're not as diligent with the shaving. We don't need a January to not be as diligent.
I don't want to make it sound like a double standard, but I groom myself. I work hard to be attractive for my woman. You know, I want my woman to feel like, wow, you know, this guy works hard for me.
Yeah.
He's attractive. He stays on top of his thing.
So like, you keep up your appearances.
Why should I have the same kind of expectation?
Yeah. So you like to keep up your appearance.
Yeah. You know, I work out. I groom myself. I try to eat healthy. I try to stay the best way I can for her.
How long have you been married? I think this is really the determining factor.
7 years.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of like the in-between. I was going to say, if it's like 15, 20 years, well, then that's just what happens, my friend.
Oh, no.
We just kind of go a little bit, you know, we get a little comfortable with each other and just let ourselves go a little bit.
I'm on his side. You got to keep up the appearance. You always have to constantly work at looking good for your significant other. Well, we're 10 years
sure
in and I still try.
Yes, but then I'm
Do
doing
you?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I just expect a little bit of the same? Yeah, is it wrong? Is it am I being a bad partner?
All right. We'll see what the other therapists think about this. 222-2899.
Whose side are you on? January? Or his side? Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I got calls coming in. And Buzz listener Ray's on the phone. What's up?
Well, you have January for the girls.
Mm-hmm.
What about Beard November for the guys? Some women don't like men with beards. And they grow their beard.
So you're completely fine with it?
Yeah. Yes.
With years of marriage, you get more comfortable. That's the beauty of being married forever.
Yes. I'm 30 plus years married. So for me, it's not an issue. You get somebody maybe that's only been married 2, 5, maybe 7 years. Something changes like that, or the wife decides to be hairy January, or the husband's November beard, it could make somebody say, oh, gee whiz, what are you letting yourself go for? You're not really letting yourself go. You just feel more comfortable.
Yes.
And it's January. Why can't you be warm?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, truth now, Sandra.
What?
If you let your leg hairs grow in the month of January, does it actually make a difference of being warmer?
Well, I have laser hair removal, so I don't have
to. Well, remember when before that?
Bragging, yes.
Braggadocious.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you just don't feel, it's a pain in the butt to shave in the shower, and nobody's going to see it. So why? It's almost a time saver.
So it's a lazy thing, not a warmth thing.
Not a lazy thing. It's a,
yeah,
I have too much to do thing, and
oh,
it's a pain in the butt. But you know, you have to be healthy and take care of yourself. But there are things that now I feel comfortable doing after being married as long as I have been.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I would never do on, you know, during year one,
like
two,
what?
Three.
Like what?
Well, like I don't wash my hair every day. I do every other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put a shower cap on.
And I have a question for you.
Before I would be discreet about it, but now I'm like, whatever, I don't care. My husband's like, what are you, freaking Carol Burnett? I'm like, hey, do you love me or not? And like, I feel so comfortable with, you're not going to leave me because I wear a shower cap.
You wear a shower cap?
I do. It is pretty comical.
That is
to see
so
me.
Old lady of you.
I know.
You're turning into your mom.
I know. And now I just bought some gloves? What do you call it? So
Playtex living gloves?
Yeah, because listen, it ruins your hands if you wash too many dishes over time. So now I'm protecting my hands.
Ray.
So me, my shower cap and my dish.
Well,
gloves.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Why is it dictated that a woman must shave her legs or her armpits or whatever? Whatever a woman's comfortable in, and the woman and the man that's in her life has to understand that's her comfort level. If the man can't understand that, then maybe that man shouldn't be in that woman's life.
God, every woman is falling in love with you right
You're
now,
You're so
Ray.
Progressive, Ray. It's awesome.
He's awesome.
Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, you guys. Have a good one.
See you, bye. Give us your input. What do you think?
So, I am just recently married as of October.
Oh, hey.
Congratulations.
Tell me you're doing, are you doing Janu-Hairy?
Well, I pretty much do a pretty hairy lifestyle as it is. And not because I'm like crunchy or feminist. I'm just like lazy and I have back problems. So it's like a lot of work for me to do. So my man obviously would prefer that I was silky and smooth, but he still just thinks I'm sexy and beautiful and gets it. And he's like, it's you.
That's
it's
awesome.
As good, man.
Say, what am I to do with my body hair?
Right. Plus, he can't say anything. You've just been married for a couple months. So.
Well, that's the time where you fake it. You're still faking it at that point. So congratulations for finding a guy who just loves you the way you are.
Oh, thank you. And yeah, it's been years that I've been doing it, not just the couple since the marriage.
That's cool. But so he's used to it.
I wanted to give
that.
You a female perspective. Yeah.
He knew what he was marrying.
He married that?
Yeah, he
married them. He married them, those little hairs?
Yeah, all of them.
All one big family.
All right, maybe I should play Welcome to the Jungle for you while we're at
Stop.
It.
Yes!
Thanks for being on Couples Therapy.
Thanks for having me. Bye, guys.
Bye.